This whole idea of human relations commissions was started probably, Homer, I'm going to say about a half a century ago or so. Generated probably by, if I have my history correct, probably by the federal government to make sure that in the fight for equal rights and civil rights, as Senator Williams indicated, that there were entities in place in communities all across various states, in this case Pennsylvania, that were there for the average citizen to go to deal with an issue of discrimination. And Pennsylvania, being the leader that it can be when it is its best self, at one point had the most highly rated human relations commission in the nation. I want to be clear about that. We had the top-rated human relations commission of any state in the nation. We did. We dealt with Klan issues. We filed lawsuits, which is unheard of these days. We dealt with Klan issues and a growing number of Klan members all across the Commonwealth. We were number one. And in the last few years, as Senator Williams will tell you, we've fallen, unfortunately, into disgrace. Hardworking members of that Human Relations Commission have been stymied in their ability to go out. Without a lack of appropriate and proper resources, it makes it difficult for the staff to go do what it needs to do in a time where the best of us is being challenged on an hourly basis. So we're here as a group, legislators, senators, average folks, regular people, who know the value of being treated equally, who knows and understands that if treated equally, you don't know how far a person can soar, and say that enough is enough. Let's put the resources into the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. Let's help it restore itself to be the number one agency of its kind in the nation. Aggressive, engaged, helping people be the best. That was the best thing, and I wind up here with this. The best thing that the Human Relations Commission did was when they knew of issues or problems, they would send teams of people, staff folks, out to communities to help those communities work through their issues, work through their problems. It was a great preventive force. We need to return it to that. We are fighting hard as a caucus to make sure that increased funding goes to the Human Relations Commission so we can return this agency to its number one status. We deserve this as a state, but the 12 million people deserve this even more.